Hi, everybody. I'm talking with you today from Ivy Tech Community College in Indianapolis, where I just held a town hall and heard from everyday Americans about what we can do together to make their lives a little better. This week, we got news that confirms what we already know, that our businesses continue to create jobs for hardworking folks all across the country. Last month, America's businesses added another 267,000 jobs. In 2014, our economy created more than 3.1 million jobs in all, the best year for job growth since the late 1990s. All told, over the past 59 months, the private sector has added 11.8 million new jobs, the longest streak on record. And in the single most hopeful sign for middle-class families, wages are rising again. So America's poised for another good year, as long as Washington works to keep this progress going. We have to choose. Will we accept an economy where only a few of us do spectacularly well, or will we build an economy where everyone who works hard can get ahead? Because while we've come a long way, we've got more work to do to make sure that our recovery reaches more Americans, not just those at the top. That's what middle-class economics is all about. The idea that this country does best when everyone gets their fair shot, everyone does their fair share, and everyone plays by the same set of rules.